This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I learned a neat little trick the other day from an article I read in the New York Times. If you Google Thanos, you know that big purple villain guy from the Avengers, and you click on the image of the glove with all the jewels on it that comes up, well, just try it. It's cool. Trust me. Anyway, that's what we call an Easter egg. It's a hidden treat coded into a product or a piece of technology for people to find. David Pogue wrote about the history of them in that article in the New York Times that I mentioned. David, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
So let's start with the not-so-secret history of Easter eggs. The first one was like 40-something years ago, 45 years ago, right?
Yeah. The story goes that this young game programmer named Warren Robinette was working for Atari, which got bought by Warner, and he didn't like the way the new New York suits were treating him, so they didn't give him credit for his work. So he took revenge by planting a credit screen, a tribute to himself, deep within one of his most popular games.
Segue to today-ish, and as we all know, software developers are, king of the land, actually. Why then are they still doing these Easter eggs if not for credit? Because they get credit all the time.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's interesting. Easter eggs are no longer a counterculture move. Nowadays, they're put in there for fun, for the entertainment of the programmers to boost morale, or they're put in there to delight the customer, or they're put in there as come-ons for potential programming talent by a software company. In other words, if you can find their Easter egg, you're clearly good enough to work there.
Well, tell me about that last one. It's you're referring to this company called Automattic, founded by the guy who did WordPress, right? His name is Matt Mullenweg, right?
That's right. If you look at a certain job description more than a few times, a message pops up and says, "Hey, you keep clicking this. Why don't you apply already?" So his and there are others too. He mentioned that there's one Easter egg on the automattic.com homepage that fewer than a dozen people have ever found.
Yeah.
And he's hired almost all of them.
And he wouldn't tell you what it is, right? Because he wants to keep using it as that you know, job test discriminator thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right.
So I have a question. So the online version of this story in the New York Times has a video of the Tesla Model X doing, I mean, I guess Tesla calls it a dance, right? The headlights flash, the doors go up and down, and the windows fold in, all this jazz. That took developer time and energy and resources for Tesla to do, a company which is famously sort of struggling. How come they're doing this?
That comes up quite a bit in the comments.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe you should spend less time making fun Easter eggs. Well, the story goes that these Tesla engineers went out in December 2015 to see a Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert. And at brunch the next day, they were like, you know, we have everything they had. We have lights, we have speakers, we have motion control. We should do something like that in the car. So they built this thing on evenings and weekends just for fun and didn't show it to Elon Musk until it was all finished. And he's like, I love this. So typically they're done off hours as moral crusades for fun.
Let's get back to the top of this and Warren Robinette. And I'm kind of proud of myself because I wrote this in my notes even before I got to your item about it in the story. Warren Robinette and Ready Player One, the Spielberg movie based on the book, of course, he features prominently. That Easter egg is like the key to that whole story.
That is. I mean, Warren Robinette planted that Easter egg in hopes of getting a little credit.
Right.
And now he's like a prominently, they name him three times in the dialogue of this otherwise completely fictional movie about, you know, a computer software world. And yes, the hero saves the day at the end by actually playing this 1975 Atari console game and unlocking Warren Robinette's original Easter egg in 2018.
David Pogue writing in the New York Times about Easter eggs and software. David, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.